And welcome to Press TV's Top 5. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says any new sanctions on Iran would send a wrong message to the countries involved in the nuclear talks with Tehran.
We have told them there will not be new sanctions of any kind imposed while we are negotiating. So if Congress votes for new sanctions, Congress is going off on its own. And it raises a question. Most importantly, I'm not as worried about, you know, how they interpret it as I am worried about how our allies, our friends, our partners interpret it. They're part of this. I think, in a
way, Kerry made the remarks in a briefing to U.S. congressmen about the recent nuclear deal between Iran and the five permanent members of the U.N. Security Council plus Germany. Kerry said the new sanctions would eventually lead to the removal of all sanctions because the other negotiating partners would not follow suit. He said that decades of sanctions have failed to make any impact on the Iranian nuclear program. He added that President Barack Obama is committed and needs the help of Congress to resolve the nuclear issue, which he called, quote, the most urgent, critical and pressing. At one point, Kerry also said the military option against Iran is not off the table, but he stated he hopes the Iran nuclear issue can be resolved in less than 6 months. Let's talk to Edward Spanaus, editor of Executive Intelligence Review, joining us from Washington. Welcome, sir. Mr. Spanaus, Secretary Kerry says U.S. allies won't follow suit if the Congress imposes new Iran sanctions. What do you make of that statement? So what does that tell you?
Well, what he said was that if the Congress were to impose new sanctions, Russia and China specifically would drop away from the current P5 plus one. And then the Europeans likely would drop away too, that they will not follow suit, and that in fact the impact of increasing sanctions by the U.S. Congress would be to put an end to the negotiations. And as many others have said, I don't think Mr. Kerry said it today, that those who actually want to put more sanctions, the result of that would be that Iran would be more likely to develop a nuclear weapon than under the present course of the negotiations.
And do you think the United States government will finally manage to convince the lawmakers to hold their horses?
Well, this has been something that's been going on for a long time. Congress is a bit crazy when it comes to Iran and sanctions. Even under the Bush administration, Congress kept wanting to escalate sanctions, and the Bush administration often opposed that. You've got all kinds of wild political things going on with Congress on this, and every administration, and more importantly, it's not just the administration. There is a grouping within the U.S. establishment, within the military, intelligence community, and diplomatic community that want to avoid war, don't want to get the U.S. involved in another war. And they're the ones who are backing these the negotiations that are taking place. People in Congress, you have all kinds of influences, Saudi, British, Israel, Christian Zionists on them. And they pay very little price for posturing and taking a hard line. But you actually have hardliners on both sides, and then you've got people on both sides also that would like sincerely to find a resolution to this situation.
Edward Spanaus, editor of Executive Intelligence Review from Washington. Thanks for your thoughts there, sir.